This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Over the weekend, Georgia Democrats elected a new chairman to replace the departed Mike Burlon. Former House Speaker Pro Tem DuBose Porter, who also ran for governor, is the new chair of the state Democratic Party. He joins us now from Dublin. Mr. Porter, welcome. Good to have you.
Dennis, good to be with you.
We talked to Mr. Burlon a couple of years ago when he was elected, and he said, well, we've hit bottom. We're going to rebuild the infrastructure. 2 years later, it seems as if, at least financially, the party has found a new bottom and is still trying to sort itself out. What can you do that would be different?
Well, you know, we have this tremendous opportunity this year in the U.S. Senate race and a lot of other races, but that's going to be the big one this year. And the way the state has moved, the extremism of the other side, the lack of the ability to set a clear vision for Georgia by those who are currently running the state, finally gives us a chance to talk about Democrats, who we are, who we are, and why we can offer something better.
You mentioned the Senate race. I notice you did not mention the governor's race. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, one of the state's leading Democrats, has worked very closely with Governor Deal on a number of things, including the port project, which affects the entire state. Are you saying that the state Democrats are going to focus on the Senate race and maybe put up a candidate in the governor's race but not work that hard on it?
No, not at all. We're going to focus on the Senate race. We're going to focus on all the races. You know, they have a relationship because of the port, and that's great. But look at what this administration's done in job training, in the Hope to this cut to the Hope grant. Look at health care. You're going to have a lot of people who qualify for Medicaid, and we're not going to have the federal money to pay for it. With the environment, they're dumping formaldehyde in the Ogeechee River, and this administration does little to nothing about it. It's like furloughing teachers has become the norm with the crowd there now. So I think there are very defining differences that a party is probably the best place to help develop. And we'll certainly be doing that. We're just excited we have a candidate now the caliber of Michelle Nunn.
You did not mention the other two candidates, the other two Democrats who are running so far. And yet Michelle Nunn was the one who didn't show up this weekend for the party meeting.
Well, Michelle is trying to get her fundraising stuff done first. I'm not discounting the others. There's a place for everybody in this party. I had worked with Nunn, an intern, back in the 70s, and I'd encouraged Michelle to run early in this race. So, you know, this has happened. If others get in the race, that's their right to do it. That's fine. But that's going to be the top of the ticket, and it's an important one for us. And I think all the races down ticket will also be important on getting that vote out. So we're not discounting any race. Let me make that clear.
In her early statements, one of the things she has emphasized is her what she hopes will be her ability to work across party lines. She's talked about things that incumbent Senator Saxby Chambliss has done that she would continue. Are you afraid that she's trying to identify herself as a consensus builder first rather than as a Democrat?
No, I think she's very clear that she's a consensus builder and a Democrat, just like Sam was.
Is the party, though, in danger of being seen as anointing her over Dr. Rad and Steen Miles?
Well, you know, now that I'm chairman, you know, I'll have to look at that in maybe a different light. But there's no question that this is the race that's going to be the highest profile, and we'll have to work that out, something out with other candidates on this, or if they have the ability to run, and perhaps we'll have to see how that develops. But we're early in this game on that, and we'll have time to work on some other strategies, I think.
On the governor's race, do you have any potential candidates who could run against presumably Governor Deal, but whoever comes out of that Republican primary?
Well, we've had one person announce already. I think the vulnerability of Deal is certainly set by two other Republicans who are running against him, one on ethics issues, one on education, that we certainly think are valid. So, no, I think you're going to see a lot more develop on that.
DuBose Porter is the new state chair of the Democratic Party. Mr. Porter, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
See you soon.